items on the list to discuss was writing Beis Samachdalet and Beis Hay on the top of papers and things like that. So there is a Ramah, the Ramah in Yardea Simin Reish Ayin Vav Si'if Yud, says that if it's a case of great need, a person is allowed to erase the double yud sometimes that they'll have instead of Hashem's name, like printed in a siddur, they'll write a double yud as a reference to the Shem Hashem. Now, a double yud is not actually the Shem Hashem. It's just somehow a reference, a shorthand reference to the Shem Hashem. So the Ramah says that if need be, one is allowed to erase it, implying that if not need be, if there's no major tzorech to do the erasing, then you're not allowed to erase those letters, even though it's not an actual Shem Hashem, because it's a commonly understood reference to Shem Hashem. It's not an actual Shem Hashem, it's a commonly understood reference to Shem Hashem. So l'chora, any letters that refer to Shem Hashem, even if they are not an actual Shem Hashem, should not be treated with disrespect, absent some major tzorech to do so. And that would seem to apply to all names that we commonly refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by. Now, what about writing Beis Hay on the top of a piece of paper? Is that also usher? So this is a major discussion in the Poskim. Rav Yosef Rosen, the Ragi Shavar Gaon, in his Tshuvas Safnas Paneach, Simen Kuf Sadi Vav, the Ragi Shavar writes that you should not write Beis Hay on the top of letters, because just as the double yud should not be erased, any reference to Shem Hashem, like Baruch Hashem, Beis Hay, reference Hay is a reference to Hashem, so it should also not be erased. And when you write a letter in a Neger Shalom to somebody, you can write a letter. There used to be something called a letter, where people would write on a piece of paper, and it would send it, they'd send it, there was something called mail. So they would write a letter, it would often get thrown out, so you don't want to risk that it gets thrown out. Deleting Beis Hay on an email is much less of a problem and a much different discussion. Maybe we'll deal with that, put it on the list or something. We'll deal with that some other time. But he says you don't want. I remember Rav Shechter when I was in Keren Biavne, we used to have Shabbatons with Keren Biavne, Shalvim, and Gush, where we would all get together for a Shabbos, one Shabbos in Shalvim, one Shabbos in Gush, one Shabbos in Keren Biavne, and on the Shabbos in Shalvim. No, the Shabbos before that, I went to Shalvim for two Shabbosos in a row, because the Shabbos before that, Rav Shechter was visiting Shalvim. So I wanted to go to hear him speak, so I went to Shalvim, and he spoke about writing Beis Hay, and he said he never understood that part of the Ragi Shavar, that the Ragi Shavar said, I'm not meant to write Beis Hay on the top of my letters. What was in the Ragi Shavar's letters? The whole letter was Torah. So you're not throwing out the letter anyway. He said, I don't understand what the Ragi Shavar is talking about. How could he, you're not going to write Beis Hay. Who's throwing out the Ragi Shavar's letters? The whole thing is Torah. But he said Mestamets because the Ragi Shavar didn't really write Torah. He wrote Mar Makomos. When people would say the minhag was in Europe, if you were a mitzvah in Europe, in whatever yeshiva you were in, you would go around your yeshiva asking all your best kashas to the rebbeim, and they would all try to answer what they can, and whatever answers they couldn't give, you would put those kashas on a postcard, fill in on one side of the postcard your questions, send it to the Ragi Shavar, and he'd fill in the other side with the answer and send it back to you. But he didn't fill in answers, he would just fill in Mar Makomos. That's why you have all those funny stories about the Ragi Shavar, about the guy who asked the stupid question, and he wrote back a whole list of Mar Makomos, and the guy couldn't figure out what they had to do with each other until he realized the Ragi Shavar listed every single place in Shas where the word Am Ha'aretz comes up. Where he was just trying to indicate that he wasn't impressed with the question. But the Ragi Shavar anyway says, don't write Beis Hay because it's going to get thrown out, that's going to be a problem. Rav Avad Yosef in the Tshuva, Yechav Das, Chelek Gimel, Simen, Ayin Ches, based on the Chida in the Sefer Bris Olam, page Kuf Mem Ches, Amen Aleph, disagrees with the Ragi Shavar and says that you're allowed to write Beis Hay on the top of your letter, even though the Hay is a reference to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Avad Yosef says that, quoting from the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak on Parshas Metzora, I don't know, I'm not familiar with the Sefer, who says that it's totally, not only is it okay, it's recommended on all letters, you should always remind yourself of Kodesh Baruch Hu, similar to what we were talking about yesterday with Mezuzah, you try to put up as many reminders as you can of Hashem, and the Hey just means Hashem, but in your mind it will mean Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's good enough, and it will remind you that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you, and it will stop you from writing Lashon Hara and Rechilus and whatever else in the letter, and it will be good for you. And don't worry about the Sheamus issue, it's not really a Sheamus issue because it's not a real Shem Hashem. Rav Moshe, Nugris Moshe Yardea Chelk Beis, Simon Lamed Ches, says that you could include Beis Hay on the header of your letters, it is permissible, but he argues that there's very, and his argument is that there's very little chance that the letter is actually going to be erased. it's unlikely that it's actually, the Ramah says, don't erase the Yud Yud when there's no major tzarnach. He says, letter's probably not going to be erased. It might be thrown out, but it's not going to be erased. And he says, furthermore, a lot of the excess paper ends up getting burnt rather than thrown in the trash. And I don't know what Matzias he's dealing with, but he says a lot of times it's going to end up being burned anyway rather than being treated with disrespect. The tshuva is an undated tshuva. I don't know what he was talking about. I don't know the Matzias that he was dealing with, if he was in Russia, in America, or what, or who took all their papers and burnt them. Maybe today with recycling, it's probably even worse when they recycle it. Then it's really erasing it. Then they're really, whatever it is, Rav Moshe does point out that there is no reason to encourage the custom. He says, look, is it mutter? It's mutter. It's mutter to do a lot of things. It's mutter to scratch your head. I mean, you can do a lot of things. You don't have to. He says, I don't see a compelling reason to do it. And plus, Rav Moshe says, don't write Beisei on top of the paper that includes Lashon Hara and Rechilis, because that's like a bizoyan. You're saying, look, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is giving me the kalach to write all this Lashon Hara and Rechilis and all these terrible things and Nivel Peh and everything. So then maybe you should stay away from it. It's like people will say, look, I remember when I was in YU, someone asked Rabbi Willick said, you should try to wear a yarmulke in the workplace if it's not going to harm you at all. If it's going to harm you in work, so don't wear a yarmulke in the workplace. And someone said, what if it's acceptable to wear a yarmulke in the workplace, but you know yourself, you're going to be cursing like a sailor in the workplace. So then, like, it's going to be a chal Hashem, so should you take off the yarmulke? He says, I have a better idea. Why don't you keep on the yarmulke and not curse like a sailor in the workplace and not be cursing left and right? But, so Rav Moshe says, maybe the best idea would be you could write Beis Hei and not write the Lashon and Rechilis, but don't write the Lashon and Rechilis and have the stira right there, the Beis Hei, Beis HaMakdalid, and all the Lashon and Rechilis in the letter. Rav Sternbach in the agrees with Rav Moshe's maskana, but he doesn't like the logic that Rav Moshe uses. Rav Shumach says that even if our papers were very commonly erased and thrown in the garbage, which, by the way, they are, still he thinks there's no problem with writing Beis Hei on the top of a paper. He quotes from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav explained that there's a distinction between writing a double yud that the Ramah held was Aser, and writing Beis Hei. The double Yud is meant as a substitute for the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it's meant as like an abbreviation or a substitute for that name. Beis Hei is not a substitute for the Shem Hashem, and it's not subject to the same requirement of showing proper respect to the name of Hashem. Rosh Hashanah says that the Brisker Rav would not hesitate to write Beis Hei on a paper that he would discard and that he would throw away. Brisker Rav wasn't machmir about this. Brisker Rav was a very firm Jew, was machmir about a lot of things, was very, very machmir about a lot of things, like a true Brisker. And yet this he wasn't machmir about. He would write Beis Hei and would not worry about throwing out that paper. Rosh Sternbach points out that the Vilna Gaon did not have the custom of heading his letters with Beis Hei, and there are different reports on what Rav Chaim Volozhiner did, whether he did or didn't write it on the top of his papers, but he said it wasn't the minhag of the Vilna Gaon. So again, like Rav Moshe said, it's not something that you're absolutely required to do. What about writing the name God in English, G-O-D? So again, the status of the name of God in languages other than Hebrew, and whether you're allowed to use those names, is also machlokas in the Posek. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Pei Hei, Sivkot and Yud, that there's no limitation placed on writing the name of God in languages other than Hebrew, and that psak is supported by the Shach in Yerodeo Kufayin Tes, Sivkot and Yud Aleph, and the Achiezer Chelik Gimel Saman Lamed Beis. They say that a paper that says God can be thrown out in the normal way, you're allowed to write G-O-D, but the Mishnah Berurah says the word God should not be said in the bathroom or other unclean areas, because that might be a violation of saying Hashem's name in vain, but it's sort of an in-between thing. But you're allowed to write it, you're allowed to throw it out if it is written, you don't have to write G/D. Rav Chaim Ozer and Rekiv Eger say that that not only can it be written and printed and thrown out and everything, but even saying it doesn't pose any halachic problem, no matter where you are. Rav Sternbach and Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Reish Lamites says that the analogy between the spoken word and the written word goes even further. He says, just like you're not allowed to treat the written word God with total disrespect, you're not allowed to mention the word God in idle chatter when you're just talking. So he says, meaning, oh, thank God the Yankees won, something like that. He thinks that that's inappropriate. If you're going to hold it, you're not allowed to mistreat it on paper, then for sure you're not allowed to mistreat it verbally also. Rav Sternberg says you should. That's why people began to use the word the Eibishter in place of God in the context of daily conversation. The Rav Yerush Neibshitz in the Urim V'Tumim, in the Tumim part of Urim V'Tumim in Choshen Mishpat Simul Chav Zayin, is very machmir with this. He thinks that the name of God, even in English, and even the word Eibishter, has to be treated with great care and cannot be thrown out. If I recall, Rav Shachter said over in that same shir that I heard many years ago that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik that writing G/D, he thought, Rav Soloveitchik said, is not amaratzus, it's sheer amaratzus. He thought that it was totally ridiculous. Why? Because he said, manavshach. What's the whole yisoda machlokas? What's the whole issue? Either something that's not the Shem Hashem, but means the Shem Hashem to you, has kedusha, or it doesn't have kedusha. G-O-D is not the Shem Hashem, but it means the Shem Hashem to you. G/D is not the Shem Hashem, but it means the Shem Hashem to you. So manavshach, if it has kedusha because of what it, of its meaning to you, just like the double yud, so then it should have kedusha with the G/D also. If it doesn't have kedusha because it's not really the Shem Hashem, so then when it's G/D, then G/D also doesn't have G/D. Then G/D also doesn't have kedusha because it's not the real Shem Hashem. So he didn't like that. Others apparently do it. I'm not sure. Okay.